It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot with these markets today?
You know, I'm going to go with the cattle market. I mean, you look at how that's been performing, and we know we're going to see tight supplies coming forward. You know, we're looking at, you know, the first quarter of 23 seeing a cut in production of over 5%. The second quarter, they're expecting close to 7% cut. And in the third quarter, a 9% cut. So we know that we've got less supplies coming online. We're kind of have the economy set up where the Fed is pretty much done making some of their major increases in the interest rates. I think that'll help a little bit. And we've got cash trading at 7.5-year highs. So I think all that will continue to help push the cattle markets here a little bit higher here as we go into the first of the year and through 23.
Meat case doesn't seem to be impacted a whole lot then, huh?
Not really. I mean, you know, we've been seeing boxed beef starting to rise, and we're expecting to see, you know, demand increase. So I think that's all going to come into play to help for, you know, push the market as we go into 23. But tight supplies are going to continue to be the main driver.
What's not hot with this market then?
You know, I'm going to go with the grains. I mean, you're looking at, we pick up some pretty decent rains or snow up here in the northern plains. There is not much that came in the winter wheat area, but there, that winter wheat's in dormancy. That's more important in February. But we're also starting to hear of some rain in the forecast for Argentina for later in the week, next week. They might get a little late of a Christmas present there as in some moisture down in Argentina. But I think all that will put pressure on it, as well as this is the last full week of trading for 23 or for 22 before we go into getting ready for 23. And I think we'll see some profit taking and pullback in the grain.
I was going to say, so we get some seasonals against this grain market anyway this time of year.
Exactly. Unless we see some major news come out for, you know, Ukraine on the war or some major export, I look for this market to trade flat to a little bit lower as we see the funds continue to exit positions.
It's Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.